What is a sales funnel and how does it work? That's the question you asked me, so that's the answer you're going to get on this edition of The Inside BS Show. Hi, my name is Dave Lorenzo, and this is the show that takes you inside business strategy. We share all the insider business secrets with you, and today we're answering your question, what is a sales funnel and how does it work? Now, I have my own ideas about sales funnels and pipelines and processes, but if you're going to define a sales funnel, I'll give you 6 definitions of what goes into a sales funnel, and then I'm going to share with you at the end of our time together a big bonus that you're going to be thrilled that you have. The last thing we're going to talk about today is a big bonus that makes everything better in your sales funnel. You're not going to want to miss this. So you're looking for information on sales funnels, we've got it for you. Let's dive right in to our content today. The first thing that you need to know about a sales funnel is that it's a process to get your product or service into the hands of your client. Now, in the case of professional service providers, attorneys, CPAs, financial advisors, real estate brokers, real estate agents, mortgage loan officers, the sales funnel is designed to move a prospect from a point where you identify them as somebody who might be able to do business with you all the way through to somebody who's done business with you 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 times. Our goal in my sales system is high client lifetime value. That's what we're looking for. So we set that up all the way through. In fact, if you want, I'm going to share my sales funnel with you. All you got to do is go to revenueroadmapguide.com, revenueroadmapguide.com. You can download my sales funnel, take it, implement it in your business, whether you're a professional service provider or a high ticket salesperson in a Fortune 500 company. This is consultative selling, relationship sales at its finest. If you want to really know what a sales funnel is and what it does, go to revenueroadmapguide.com right now, enter your contact info, and download my revenue roadmap, which is my sales funnel. At the end of that document, there are some questions you can customize my sales funnel for you. All right, so in step one, we said sales funnels are a process to get you from where you are now to the 4th, 5th, and 6th sale. The second step in the answer to the question, what is a sales funnel and how does it work? The sales funnel is designed to help you identify your ideal suspects. Now, a suspect is someone who looks just like your ideal client. It's someone you can do business with and someone who's going to appreciate your service, pay a premium for it, and work with you for the long term. Your sales funnel should help you identify ideal suspects. It absolutely should. The third thing your sales funnel does is it targets those suspects with a message that resonates with them. Now, here's the thing you need to know about a sales funnel. There are a number of different steps, and when you think about a sales funnel, you're probably thinking about some whiz-bang internet gimmick. But in reality, what a sales funnel is just a process, right? And it's a process where you target your ideal client, you hit them with a message that resonates with them, they show that they're interested in what you have to say, and then you can make an offer to work with them. If they say yes, you got a client. If they say no, you continue to follow up over time. So when you're targeting your suspects with a message that resonates with them, your job is to enter the conversation that's going on in their mind. So look at your ideal client and think about the problem that you solved for him or her. When you solved that problem, what was their thought process? If you can't figure it out, ask them. Hey, listen, when we first started working together, what were you most concerned about? What was keeping you up at night? What was your biggest issue? The client will tell you, develop your messaging around that and then hit other people who look just like your ideal clients with that message. Now, how do you do it? You can do it through advertising. You can do it through direct mail. You can do it through cold email. You can do it through speaking. You can do it through webinars. You can do it through networking. There are dozens and dozens of ways to deliver your message to your ideal client, but the message and the client have to match, and the delivery system has to be one that makes it really easy for the prospective client to receive that message. Okay, so the fourth step in answering your question, what is a sales funnel and how does it work? The fourth step is a funnel also converts suspects into prospects. So when you share your message with a person you suspect looks just like your ideal client, and that person says to you, hey, I want to hear more, I like what you have to say, they convert from a suspect into a prospect. Now, how I do it in my sales funnel, the revenue roadmap, where I encourage you, download it, revenueroadmapguide.com. How I do it in the revenue roadmap is I tell you to create a white paper or a special report or a unique video where you're teaching something and then offer it to people in exchange for their contact information. When someone shares their contact information with you, they convert from suspect into prospect. If this sounds familiar, it's because it's exactly what I'm doing with you right now. If you want to see how a sales funnel works, go to Revenue Roadmap Guide and enter my sales funnel. You'll enter your contact info and you'll go into my sales funnel. All right, so the fifth step now that we're on is a sales funnel will help you qualify prospects to determine whether they will make a good client right now or whether they will make a good client in the future. What does that mean? Qualifying prospects means making sure they have four things. They have to have a problem we can solve. They have to have the ability to make a decision. They have to be in charge of the process that purchases your service or your product. They have to have money. They have to be able to afford to work with us. And then they have to have urgency. They have to have a need for our services right now. A problem we can solve, the ability to make a decision, money, and urgency. Those are the four things. If you reach out to a prospect and they have all those things, but they don't have urgency, they're not ready to become your client. If they don't have a problem we can solve, they're never going to be a client. If they cannot make a decision, we need to figure out who can. If they don't have the money, we need to figure out if they can get the money or we need to move on. The qualifying process is part of your funnel because you want to make sure that everyone you communicate with is an ideal prospect for you. The sixth step, step number six in your sales funnel is going to be making an offer and following up forever. That means if they don't have the urgency to work with you now, you continue to nurture them through education-based marketing, and they're still great prospects, but they're just not ready. You educate them, you educate them, you educate them, and you make an offer. They say no. You educate them, you educate them, you educate them, and then you make another offer. Now, I do this by using weekly email newsletters. I also use direct mail. I use events, and I invite prospects to events. If they say yes and they come to the event, I know they're a client. They're buying a ticket to an event. I make them an additional offer at the event. I deepen the relationship. So following up forever is step number six. Again, all of this is outlined in the Revenue Roadmap. Just go to revenueroadmapguide.com. It's 100% free. There's nothing to buy. Download it and you get a ready-made funnel that works like a charm. So now we're going to take you to the bonus. This is the bonus that I promised you at the beginning. This is the big secret. The big reveal is here. If you want to discover the best way to put your funnel on steroids, create unique offers and make unique offers to the people in your funnel every single week. So one week you'll make a unique offer to attend a webinar for free. The second week you'll make a unique offer to opt into a video course that costs just a little bit of money. The third week you'll make a unique offer to come to a live event that costs a little bit more money. The fourth week you'll make a unique offer to join your community. The fifth week you'll make an offer to do one-on-one coaching. Every week you're going to make a different offer and eventually one of those offers will resonate with one of the clients in there. If you're making unique offers each week, two, three, four, five people are going to come off and take advantage of those offers every week. The key is to diversify your offers and make unique offers each week, and that's how you're going to be able to tell whether people are really interested or whether you've got a bunch of duds in your funnel and you're targeting the wrong people. My name is Dave Lorenzo. This is the Inside BS Show. And if you want more information about sales and sales funnels, watch the next video. It's right down below me right now. Go watch that video and I'll see you in that video.